Praise the Lord. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to go into a teaching here in just a moment that is a very extended teaching on doubt versus belief. If you'd like to have this teaching, just give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or at the end of the message, we'll have the full details of how to get this. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is Lord.
Was he doing something illegal? Yes, he was. He most certainly was. And it finally took one man to stand up to him with the written law to get him to change. Now then, see, I'm not going to associate too much him with the devil, but that's the way the devil works. The devil knows what the rights and the laws are. He knows them, but he also knows what he can get you for. And he knows ways to accuse you and get you to fall, and he'll get you to fall, and he'll get you. And the reason he will destroy you is just exactly what's written in Hosea 4:6. My people, that's us, which are called by my name, the Lord's name, we perish for the lack of knowledge. Jesus told us what we could do. But we don't believe him. When you believe him and have faith and you act on the word and you walk holy before God, what did the Lord say in Matthew 21:21? If you have faith and doubt not, you should not only do that which was done to the fig tree. Anybody know what he had done to the fig tree? He cursed that fig tree and that fig tree died, didn't he? Now, somebody says, you know, I went out and sang to my flowers and they got prettier. And somebody says, you are crazy. Well, no, they may be a whole lot smarter than you think. They're out there saying, oh, Jesus loves these beautiful flowers. He made, Lord, bless those that make my roses the most beautiful roses in town. Thank you, Lord. And you've got the most beautiful roses in town. Now, if Jesus spoke to the fig tree and it died, you ought to be able to speak to them and cause them to grow, right? I mean, if you believe, somebody says, you're crazy. Well, I don't know. I kind of believe what the king says here. And that's kind of, you got to start thinking, learn to think like God. You know, that's the whole, we've been taught to think like man. I was taught to think like man far too many years of my life, and I never did learn how to do anything. But when I got to where I realized I was a son of God, anointed with the Holy Ghost and power, and the same power that's in me was the power that raised Jesus from the dead. And if that power is in me, you know what we ought to do every morning when we get up? Now, I didn't do this morning, but I should have. I should get up in the morning when I go in and look in the mirror. The first thing I should do when I look in, I should say, wow, God is in that thing. Wow, Lord. I mean, with just me, I'm nothing. But with you and me together, there ain't nothing me and you as a majority can't do on this earth. Ain't that what we should start thinking like? Thank you, Lord. God is in me. The Holy Ghost is in me. You said, if I can believe with no doubt in my heart, nothing shall be impossible with me. If I have faith and doubt not, I can not only speak to the fig tree, but I can command the mountain to be removed from here to yonder, and that mountain will have to obey me. So when I speak to sickness and disease today in your name, Lord, I'm going to expect it to leave in the name of Jesus. See, when you get a hold of this and really begin to believe this, you won't never have to go anywhere and have somebody else pray for you in faith. You will take these promises, and when the devil comes upon you, you'll begin to speak to it yourself. Command that devil to leave in the name of Jesus. And it doesn't make any difference if it takes 1 minute, 5 hours, 5 weeks, or 5 months. You will not give up. And eventually that devil's going to say, you know, they believe this stuff. I've got to leave. And you'll be able to start seeing the Lord do awesome things. When we learn these principles at our ministry, I mean, we teach these to everybody in our ministry. And we've got a prayer team out there now. It virtually makes no difference who people get on the prayer line. Whether it be anybody in our place, when we pray for people, we get praise reports all the time, don't we, Lane? It don't make no difference whether it's you or Lori or Wendell or me or whoever. God answers our prayers, doesn't He? All kinds of people. We get praise reports all the time. Because we have all learned how to pray in faith. We've learned who we are. You know, we get praise reports back for everybody on our team. I mean, I read letters. I get letters all the time, you know. Just praising the Lord for everybody. Elaine prayed for me. Wendell prayed for me. You know, Bill prayed for me. All kinds of reports. Lori, tell that Lori she prayed for me and I got healed. Well, I mean, it don't matter who it is. Praise reports from everybody on a regular basis. Because guess who it is we've learned? Guess who the healer is? It's not us. It's our King. And when you start seeing yourself in the light of Christ in you, the hope of glory, then you can pray in faith because you know it's not you, but it's your faith in your Savior and your healer. And when you start praying like that and you tell everybody, it's not me, but it's Jesus, and He's the one that's doing it, then you can pray realizing that with your Jesus, there is no limitations. None. That's how you can take a young man on the phone in Chicago. And here you are, sitting out here in the ministry center in Justin. And the young man's down in his back. And you can get him to believe God's Word. When you finally get him to. Of course, it takes a while usually. You know, 45 minutes to 4 hours. You know, that's why we got unlimited long distance on all of our telephones. Because if it's anything we have to do, we have to spend lots of time on the phone, don't we, Lay? Lots of time building people's faith. They want you to call in and pray for them and they get instantly healed. But it very rarely ever works like that. You have to build their faith, build their faith, build their faith, build their faith. Let them hear God's promises. Now Jesus said this. He promised. And as you do this, faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing. And finally they'll say, you know, if you'll pray for me, I know I'll be healed. You finally hit the magic button. I know if you'll pray for me, I'll be healed. And so you pray the prayer of faith for them and they get healed. Now, the other day, I got really tickled at Bill Gothard whenever he's seen so many people healed in his office that I've had the privilege to pray for. I mean, I don't even know how many. 4, 5, or 6 now have been healed. And one of the doctors of theology made this statement to him the other day. And they always use this one lady. How many of you have ever heard of Miss Johnny Erickson? Yeah. The paraplegic, quadriplegic. Wonderful woman that broke her neck in a diving accident years ago as a 17-year-old young woman. One of the doctors of theology, Bill, was telling him about me praying for all these people. He said, well, if that's the case, then why is Johnny Erickson still down? And Bill said, I guess the only reason I can say it's because Thurman's never prayed for her. I thought, my land of mercy. Oh, goodness. I thought, Lord. And she contacted our ministry the other day. And she said she wanted to talk to me. I said, Lord, bring my faith level to the level it needs to be. And bring her faith level to the place it needs to be. But Lord, whatever you, don't put just me with her. Put me and a team of men and women where we can all pray. Because if you were to put me with her and I was to pray for her and she was instantly healed, I said, Lord, I can only imagine what would happen to me. I don't want that, Lord. I don't want that. Because I don't want people to look and think it's me. But if there's 10 of us praying around her, they'll have to know it's you. And Lord, that's what I want to see. I said, the day you bring her and I together, you make sure she's with us in our entire ministry team so that nobody can take the glory for her miracle but you. And then I said, then when that woman jumps out of that wheelchair and starts running and doing handsprings and is totally healed, when they say, well, who prayed for you? She said, well, there was about 10 or 15 of them around me. So it had to be Jesus. And when they say that, then they won't ever ask who they were. They won't say, well, it was Thurman and his team. They'll just say it was a bunch of people around her and they prayed and Jesus healed her. And that'll bring glory and honor to the King. And then people will seek out the King. And that's what we want you to seek out, the King. It's not us. It's not you. It's all about Jesus. Whenever my grandbaby's brainstem was put back together, it was faith spoken in the Word of God. And yes, I had to have that kind of faith to bring that miracle into existence. And I had that kind of faith. And as I spoke His Word, the King did show up. But that miracle, again, was so awesome and so intensive, nobody in their right mind would know or believe that anybody could have done a miracle like that except our King. Nobody. You got to know that you and me, outside of Christ, have no power. But with Him in us, if we can believe Him, He said there's no limitations to what He can do. So when we see that and start praying like that and believing it's Him, every one of us will get our healing and we'll walk in it. And we'll keep it forever. Because we'll learn who it is that's putting these things on us and we will stand in faith just like I did for Caitlin. It took me from October the 13th. Do you realize in 2 more days? 3 days. Today's the 9th. 3 days now, it'll be 3 years ago, she was laying on that bed. It happened on October the 13th, 3 years ago. Boy, how fast life goes by. 3 years have come and went. And it's amazing what happens to us and how our lives change in 3 years. Mine has totally changed in those 3 years. I am walking in a new faith level today beyond anything I ever dreamed. And it's all come into reality because of Caitlin's miracle. You know, that miracle shot me into a place of faith beyond my wildest dreams. This book has become alive to me. This book, when Jesus said, used to I just read this and Jesus answered and said to them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you say unto the mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done.
We'll start out right here tomorrow where we just left off for the continuation of this teaching. This is a fairly extensive teaching. If you would love to have the complete teaching on this belief versus doubt, please give us a call. 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or if you'd like, you could get to us on the web at www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. And there you'll find our free order forms. You can order anything you want from our ministry. Everything is free and postpaid. We'll be happy to send it to you if you'll just contact us. And remember, Jesus is the King of the universe, and He is the Lord of the church. And we praise Him and thank Him. In Jesus' name, amen.